Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Peete. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Washington. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Whitehead. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Whitehead. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, JoJo White. Batting second. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, General Crowder. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a pop-up beyond short. Rogel can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. Peete moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Greenberg reaches second base with a double. Goose Gosselin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greenberg scores. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Whitehead scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crowder for the out. One out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. White moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to third. Cochran moves to second. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Greenberg is walked intentionally. Goose Gosselin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gosselin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gosselin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. the Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Rogel reaches second base with a double. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox bunts towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. Rogel moves to third. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rogel scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0-for-1 in the game. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehead hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Dykes applying the tag. Cochran moves to second. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Greenberg is walked intentionally. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cochran scores. Greenberg moves to third. It's 3-1, Tigers. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rogel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greenberg scores. Goslin moves to second. It's 4-1, Tigers. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pete hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0-for-2 in the game. Crowder strikes out. Two outs. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. White hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a pop-up towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell bunts towards third. Owen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Lyons pinch hits for John Whitehead. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crowder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Salveson now pitching. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cochran hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-3 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Pete reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Greenberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greenberg moves to third. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rogel for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pete takes first base on ball 4. Radcliffe moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Radcliffe moves to third. Pete moves to second. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Fox reaches second base with a double. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Owen bunts towards the mound. Sal Vesson fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. 1 out. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0-for-3 in the game. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox scores. 2 outs. It's 5-1, Tigers. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Appling reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's 5-2, Tigers. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jocko Conlon pinch hits for Jack Salveson. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon hits a line drive off the glove of Greenberg, and into shallow right field. Conlon reaches second base with a double. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Crowder covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.